Alright, go ahead.
Alright, well, the first task was what, the shoes?
Yeah, I was a big fan of this task.
Yeah, this is the only one where I actually had to write down who got fired, because it was the one I remembered, obviously, the least, because, as always, it always seems like the most interesting part of any of these episodes is who got fired. Again, one of the things that we always talk about, like, if Sean was better in the boardroom, she would have survived. Because she got fired for, like, the dumbest reason. She didn't...
It was great, too, because she kind of went in where, like, there was, like, you know, there was no real conceivable way that, like, oh, she's going to be the one that's fired. And then she actually let them turn the argument against her, and then just kind of was like, yeah, I think you guys are right.
But I always hate it when people get fired for, it's like, you didn't step up to be project manager in this case. And it's like, okay, like, that's a requirement now. I always hate that, because usually, there's a couple times where...
The semantic part of my brain still doesn't like the fact that they go home, but when I see the argument, I'm just like, well, you kind of walked into it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, technically, it's still not their fault, because they didn't
weren't
really running the thing.
She shouldn't have gone home, but she just completely sucked in the boardroom to such an extent that she fired herself almost. But you were a fan of this task?
Well, it's high heels, so of course I'm a fan.
I guess I'm a fan of the task, because my wife and I were talking about this. I don't think it was on this episode, but we were talking about how Donald Trump always winds up by the end of every season looking somehow worse than he did at the end of the previous season. Like, he just makes such absurd, stupid things that he always looks terrible. We're saying Ivanka is, like, the smartest of all the Trumps, because she always comes out looking somehow better each time that she's on that show. She knows exactly how to make herself look fucking amazing. Like, smart, classy, everything.
This is a little ahead of, like, this is actually, you know, a different event, but it's related to the Trumps. Like, no better example of that than looking at the live tweets of the Oscars from Ivanka and then from Donald Trump.
Oh, I didn't pay attention.
It's like, Ivanka's, like, always like, oh, this person's dress looks great, like, they look great, I love this person, like, they look at them doing such a great job, and, like, you go to, like, Trump's, and it's all just, like, the Mexicans win again, just like, and it's, like, whatever the most horrible thing you can expect him to say about every situation, that's what he says on his Twitter account, pretty much.
Yeah. I think we're talking about how, like, it must have been later on with all that Kenya stuff and some of the other things, like, how terrible people wind up looking on these shows. And we're saying, like, you know, one exception is Ivanka always comes up. I think it might have been actually the Trump National Doral task when they're talking about classy. And we're like, yeah, the only person who's actually classy on this show at all is Ivanka. And she seems to be, like, the only person who really gets, like, oh, I'm on TV. I should not act a fool. I should actually make an effort to, you know, dress really good, always look competent, think before I speak. Like,
I know my sister is a fashion designer, and
okay.
She worked, I think, like, pretty briefly with Ivanka for a different thing, not this shoe thing that she's doing now, but maybe she
does lots of stuff, so
yeah, she had some kind of clothing, I don't know, was it a thing like women's loungewear or something? It's from, like, a couple years ago, and actually, where she said, like, you know, she, because she's worked with a lot of these celebrities, you know, all these celebrity things are, you know, they put their name on something, but it's a bunch of nameless designers for the most part, and like they maybe will approve the things and stuff like that. But she said she worked with her very briefly, but had very nice things to say about her, where she hasn't had a lot of nice things to say about a lot. So it seems like, you know, she actually is pretty genuinely, like, a pretty nice person. At least the people she deals with, she treats everyone very well. That's the case for a lot of these like celebrity clothing lines and stuff like that.
Well, that seems to be her personal, I hate to use the word brand, is that she's just the classy, smart, nice, incredibly rich but down-to-earth person. Like, that's what she seems to really make an effort, whether it's as much of an effort as it is for some other people or whatever. She might naturally just be that way. But she seems very mindful to always come across that way. And I'm not surprised that would carry over to how she acts professionally as well, Because it seems like the last thing she'd want is a lot of stories coming out that, oh, she looks like this on Celebrity Apprentice, but really she treats everybody like shit otherwise. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It could be a thing of, like, she, you know, she's a really, just really good at acting, but I don't know. I'm just saying it's yeah. a little more credence that she actually might be a pretty decent person as compared to a lot of these other people.
Mm-hmm. Whereas the Trump boys, not as much Don Jr., he just always looks tired.
Well, if you had and to I deal think, with that guy all the time, I think you would be too.
Yeah, but he always looks tired, but I have a feeling that it's more probably because I have no idea, but I would imagine he's probably the one with, like, the wife and the kids and stuff, and even though he's rich, he probably seems just worn down by that stuff and being who he is, too, you know what I mean? Whereas the other Trump, again, he just always looks Patrick Bateman.
Now, Patrick Bateman has a little more charisma than that.
Well, yeah. No, actually, okay. Patrick Bateman probably in reality, not in the weird fictional fantasy in his head.
Yeah.
Yes, he's like what the world sees Patrick Bateman as, not how Patrick Bateman presents himself to us in the book. But yeah, I think there was one task where he showed up and he just had like, he looked like he was out all night with like doing coke.
He always has like the huge like eyes that like never blink. And, like,
he exactly.
Yeah, and he always seems to never like he's high on coke, or it's a good analogy, because he's always got like huge eyes. His eyes are always open. He's never blinking, and he always needs to be caught up on what, like, someone could be talking to him. He's like, "What?" Like, you have to be caught up on what was going on always, every time.
Yeah, because he's sitting there doodling, you know, dead hookers and writing bone and ash and death and crossword puzzles all the time, you know.
But this was a different, you know, bring it back to the task.
Yeah.
And this is the episode where Joan Rivers came back, right?
Yeah, she was in this one, yes, because I remember her.
I kind of wondered if they did some editing on that, because she didn't seem like her usual, like, biting self. Like, she seemed, like, pretty kind to everybody and everything. Like, she didn't seem to, not that she's not nice, I'm just saying that it did seem like you expected a little bit more crude humor and stuff, and it seemed like it was a very, like, conservative appearance. Maybe that's all that happened. I don't know. It seemed like they might have edited back on some of that stuff in light of the
maybe, but if I recall from past seasons where she's come back as a person on a task, like the judge, she's usually more reserved and professional than anyways.
Oh, okay. It just seemed a little like a tamer Joan than I was used to.
Yeah. No, I think it was just, if I recall, she just always seemed to really take that job seriously and wasn't usually too much of like joking around or anything like that.
But it was nice to see. To see her in the task. But
yeah.
Who had the coffee bar thing?
The team that lost.
And who was the project manager for that?
Vivica.
And who was the project manager for the team that won?
Lisa, I think.
Okay, that makes sense. No, I don't think it was Lisa. Wasn't it Kenya? And that's why it was such a surprise that they won.
Oh, you're right. It was Kenya. Oh, yeah, because she was all super weird too.
But I actually thought, like, it was a thing of a case of like where I thought the actual idea of that coffee bar, I think, was not a bad idea. They should have just made it less of a bar and more of like an assembly line kind of thing into the. You know, they said they made it a separate area to rest, so people will just come and get coffee and rest. They're not going to go necessarily look at the stuff. That is a good way to get people in. Like, I don't know any women that work in the city that wouldn't want to look at shoes and get a coffee at the same time. And
they should have almost.
I think they made it almost like a separate thing. Like, you could just go and have coffee and not worry about what the actual thing we're selling is, and or trying to sell you, or trying to, you know, let you get take a look at. And they should have had it in some way of which you would be forced to see one if you're going to get the other thing. And I think that's really what made them kind of lose on that.
No, and I got what they were going for, which was the idea of, you go shopping, and while you're looking at stuff, or you sit down, and the salespeople are bringing you stuff, you also get a coffee. So you feel more like it's an up-class place that wants to, you know, give you a beverage.
Like, if they had, you know, the mobile, like, opened, like, where it was almost like a thing of where you have to walk through it, where you could have someone giving you a coffee as you go in, and then you exit around, you know? Instead of having, okay, well, here's a truck, a little truck to the side, you can come in and look at the thing we're trying to sell, so it's not even in your face. Like, it's a thing you have to go into to see. But in front, we have this nice coffee bar with all these chairs, so you don't have to pay attention to what's going on back here. There's the thing of where I thought it actually was a great idea. And again, I understand some things had to be changed because of the fact of, like, the location and some of the things were different than they thought. But I still thought it was, like, it was a great idea, a great concept that just didn't get executed as well as it could have.
Yeah, I think they needed something, like, even if it was just... They obviously couldn't put, like, video screens on the tables or anything like that showing the shoes, but, like, even having some pamphlets out, books, something, like, on the tables would have made it at least something. But as you said, like, that was a big thing that it was separate. Although, as you said, they did have to change some stuff on the fly once they saw how... That was a weird thing, though, is, like, who thought up this task? I thought it was... For all the good things we were just saying about Ivanka, like, it was a task that seemed to not...
Well, she did have that business partner that seemed to be more on the, like, headstrong about the way she wanted, like, that they had to be this thing. It seemed that way. It seemed like they weren't on the same page about what they wanted that to be.
Because, like, little mobile death trap shoe store, that didn't seem classy or, like... And they were, like, those were small spaces. Like, they couldn't even get them, like, moving truck-size spaces. Mm-hmm. Like,
that was the thing, too. That was the thing, too. Like, I thought I was driving me nuts in an episode when, what's her name? Kate and whoever else went out to...
Sean.
Yeah, Sean, and they were, like, complaining, like, well, how could she change? It's like, because the information is different. You didn't know the information before. What the fuck are you getting so mad at her for? Like, she couldn't.
But also, Vivica wasn't
do.
Communicating that, like, at all too well. Like, how hard
it
was,
got,
like...
I got that, but it was, like, pretty obvious, like, oh, the situation has changed now that we see what it actually is. So, you know, don't buy the thing that we can't use. I don't understand
why that
was
so hard. I think
part of the
problem there, and this was something Sean should have really communicated, was Vivica didn't seem to tell them... what to get instead, really.
That's a good point.
That was the thing that I stood out
they
to me.
They didn't
like,
really
like,
ask, either.
So no, they like, did. They were kind of like, okay, what should we do then? And that seemed to be like their big frustration was, well, what are we actually supposed to do then? We're out here, we had a plan, she just said don't do it, which, okay, that sucks. What are we supposed to do? And Vivica was just like, figure it out. Dude, you're calling them on a cell phone. How did you not just stop... Have someone at least stand in the space to give them a genuine sense of how big it is, and take a fucking photo. Show them. Like, have Geraldo stand in there, take a picture. Then they'll go like, oh, Geraldo barely fits in the thing. I see what they're talking about. It's tiny. It would have taken, like, 12 seconds, and boom, everybody's on the same page.
But, yeah, that was that task. Well, I don't know, we pretty much agreed, like, a right person kind of went home. Even though, in a way, it wasn't the right person, but I don't know, I wasn't dissatisfied with the decision.
It should have probably been Vivica, but John went home.
Vivica kind of got by, and it was a good defense, on the fact that, you know, nobody would step up to do it, and she was the only one who had done it and won, so she felt like she had to kind of do it. And then they were like, well, wait a minute, you might be right about that. So in a way, like, it was a good defense.
No, it was a good defense, and Sean sucked in the boardroom, and you knew that she was done the minute Ivanka was like, I was disappointed that you didn't do it. And it's like, okay, Ivanka wanted you to do this?
Well, she had a point, though. She seemed to know more about it than, or, you know, she seemed like she could have been way more adaptable to the situation than she had said.
I mean, she had a good defense at first, saying, like, these are, like, classy shoes. I don't know classy shoes. Like, and saying, like,
I really
Vivica...
I like your Sean Johnson impression, actually.
Was that an impression?
It sounded like it. You were saying things differently, so that's pretty funny.
Oh, no, I was... It was an impression, only in the sense, I guess, I was changing, like...
Your tone a little bit. Yeah, your cadence
slightly, but not...
Bit.
I wasn't trying to do, like, an impression. But, like, that was, I thought, if she pushed that a bit harder, that out of the two of them, you would say Vivica is the more fashion-conscious person. The person more likely to go to fancy shoe stores. So I think if she pushed that harder and said that, yes, well, I could bring the more youthful element, I felt that was better in an advisory role because she could bring down a lot of the like heavy base knowledge and then I could kind of help her tweak it. If she like argued that way and then said, but Vivica didn't take my suggestions, I think she would have done a bit better. Eh, whatever. She sucked anyways. It's not like, you know, it was like a really strong person getting fired unjustly or anything.
But now the second task, a favorite of mine, I think, from this season.
This was one where in the middle of it, during a commercial I had to run up to, because it's something I always wondered, was how does a coffee place have the name Chock Full of Nuts? And it stems from the fact that...
Well, they did explain it?
No, I found it on Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
I had to jump up and like check Wikipedia. And it's because originally it was a chain of nut stores that switched its focus in the Depression to coffee.
Adapt to survive.
Yeah. So that's... I remember...
It's like a homie Geraldo right there.
Yeah.
I'd say this is one of my favorite episodes of this, just because of Lorenzo's video confessionals in this episode, which, like, he's like, this brand is so old that it was perfect for Geraldo. And he said it, but he says it without, like, it wasn't saying it's a joke. He was being, like, dead serious and, like, didn't see how that could possibly be, you know, offending to him or anything. And I just, that made me laugh so hard. That was, like, one of my favorite things of the whole season.
Oh, yeah, this was the one where I had, when Lisa's team in Infinity, when they were doing their video, I had a much better idea that took their idea, which is basically... where you have, like, Ian and Johnny watching the women. You cut to, like, one of them. It must be probably Ian in this case because he was the one selling the coffee. He's the one that has the fantasy about the women fighting, whereas Johnny has a fantasy that involves the women about to fight, and then suddenly, like, they're rained down upon by all the K-cups because he drank the coffee and loves it so much that his fantasy, like, the coffee destroys the women in his fantasy, basically. Because that's how good it is. And I'm like, oh, they should have did that idea much better. Because anything where you basically put the product over two women fighting, company at hand is going to love that.
And they didn't need to do that, though.
They didn't need to. I think it would have been a much...
Yeah, I think it was... This was a weird one because I was watching the... like, for Lorenzo's team. And I said, you know, this actually is not a bad commercial. But I knew right when I was watching, I'm like, this wasn't what they asked for, though.
No, it wasn't a good viral video.
It wasn't a good viral video.
The other
video.
One wasn't a good viral video either.
It wasn't, but it was more in line with what they were thinking, so they won. But it wasn't good. I always felt like, you know, the like Renzo's team, I thought that was like a decent commercial. Like, I could see that being a commercial. I could see it being redone, obviously, and I wouldn't be airing as it is. But
oh, yeah.
Like, but I could see it, like, you know, that wasn't like a terrible idea. But yeah, I knew that like right away. So that was like, right when I saw it, I was like, they lost, just other than that. It doesn't matter if it was better or whatever. It's like they didn't do what they asked them to do.
I thought both of them kind of just sucked in general. Like, I didn't like either one at all.
I don't think you're wrong. I'm just saying that, like, I could see the germ of a good idea in the one. And the other one, I was just like, that was kind of dumb from the offset. But they won, so I guess they were right. That Chock Full of Nuts executive was a barrel full of laughs, huh?
Executives are always barrel full of laughs. Oh my god!
I could also, like, another thing in it that I remembered. I could really relate to Ian when he was his frustration with the coverage shots. Great when I'm watching, I'm like, this would probably be me. Because I'm like, I'm exactly like that. Like I don't pay any attention. Like I need the exact shot I need, and like nobody's giving it to me.
Yeah, but at the same time. If you're worrying about coverage when you're shooting a viral video, you're doing it wrong.
That's probably true, yeah.
And this was the first task, and it set up later stuff, between, like, Ian and Brandy starting to butt heads over Ian being competent and wanting to do stuff, and Brandy just thinking that he's an asshole, even though he would be doing stuff and she brings nothing to the table ever. Because remember when they're in the editing room and she's like making suggestions. He's just like, okay, just let me do my cut. then we can talk about it as a team. But I just want to get it down. So let me do what I think it should be, and then we can tweak it. Which seemed to be a reasonable request.
No, that
which is
the standard of what is done in the situation.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is you do your first pass at it, and then go, okay, we should change, like, make this a bit longer. I saw a shot that worked better, like, but get the basic framework down so then you can switch it out a lot easier rather than slowing the whole process down by having arguments over every little thing. Yeah, this was a task that, yeah.
I will say for this whole task, like the whole thing, like I more enjoyed the train wreckier aspects of it more. But I say this was the episode where I finally think I really turned around on Geraldo. Like, where I kind of was, like, got over some of his, like, you know, some of the things he had done this season, which had annoyed me. And I was like, no, that dude just, like, loves being in front of the camera. and like just purely fucking loves it. Like he, it's not, yeah, there's a lot of ego and shit like that, but I'm like, this dude like really fucking just like loves doing this shit. Like, the fact, you can really see it, like, when he was doing, like, the dancing and shit. Like, I'm like, this dude doesn't get, like, he doesn't care how cheesy this is. Like, he just fucking loves it. And, like, that was where I was kind of a little bummed they lost on that front, because I felt like Geraldo was giving it his all. But I do like the thing with, where he said about the, about the chock full of nuts, like, the sponsorship. He was like, you know, now I'm doing this for free for them, you know, they'd have to pay me this. I was like, he said, like, he'd gotten all these offers from them before. To be like a spokesperson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he made a joke.
I didn't think he said that. I think he. I remember the comment you're saying though. Like, one of the few times we've had someone basically say like, "Oh, this company's lucky; they're getting me for free when normally it would cost a ton of money." Not that he had gotten past offers from them. I don't remember that, but he might have said that. I might have just missed it.
I think he insinuated that he had gotten an offer before. I'm assuming not recently, but I'm assuming.
Yeah, but at the same time, he seemed to be very enthusiastic about the product. That if he got an offer in the past, I can't imagine him not have doing it.
Well, unless it was such a low money, wasn't right. Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time,
imagine Geraldo at the height of Geraldo, getting asked for in the '90s, you know, or something like that. Getting an ask for that, and it was so low, he's just like, "No, I'm not doing it. It's not worth it."
I could see him actually being more like Kramer, where they would say, "Well, we'll give you free coffee for the rest
of nuts for like,
free coffee for the rest of your life," and he just jumps in, "I'll take it," without you know, "and I'll take it," and his agent is like, "You couldn't wait for the end." He's like, "I didn't hear the end. I heard
it might have been
coffee.
A case of like Geraldo being like, "I'll do it," and like, "Nah, sorry, we got another guy." maybe that's what happened. I don't know.
I don't know, maybe because I haven't seen him in a lot of commercials, but then, you know, the U.S. commercials we see isn't always consistent either, so... Also, I don't remember commercials that much from that time period, but maybe he just doesn't do a lot of commercials either, though.
Well, he is a newscaster. It's like, they're not always really running out for newscasters. Geraldo was like an exception of where like he was almost transcended that, where he just became a public figure in general.
Didn't he have like a talk show, too?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know, maybe he wanted to be their spokesperson, and they just never wanted him. I could see that being the case, too.
Now, this was an interesting boardroom. There was a lot of controversial statements made, more than usual.
Really?
Yeah, we had the best after boardroom Trump comment. Maybe one of my favorite ones ever. Because it was a case of where... you know, earlier on, was it Kenya and Brandy were fighting?
Not fighting, but
throwing shade at each other. And Kenya clearly won that shade-throwing argument with her comment about, like, "I don't bring up, like, you know, how her husband, you know, cheated on her with Leanne." That was this episode.
Oh, this was also, I think this was the episode where, up till this point, it always kind of looked like Brandy was the super bitch and Kenya was the one trying to play nice. And this was this episode or the previous episode was the one where that flipped, or at least started to switch the other way.
It started to flip here, and it really flipped like an episode or two later. Once she switched teams is where it totally flipped for me, and I was like, "Oh no, she's fucking crazy." There was that, and then there was also Trump throwing some shade himself at the Amazing Race.
Really?
Yeah, maybe, remember he was talking about, like, winning, and he says, like, and he was talking about him at the Emmys or whatever, and he's like, "You know, we were up, I was all ready to win, and then they announced the fucking Amazing Race, one of the worst shows ever," or whatever. I was like, "Oh my god."
Oh, I didn't really pay attention to that
Well,
comment.
They beeped it out here, and then I looked up what won, and I was like, "Oh, it was that."
Oh, they bleeped it, okay. Maybe that's why I didn't even, I remember him kind of saying something like that, but it just flew right past me, I didn't care. You care more about stuff like that than I do. But yeah, this is the one where Lorenzo did that
classy move.
Classy move that you're also kind of like, dude, you're an idiot. I mean, I don't know what kind of weird shit you could have come up with to get out of this one, but that's your job, is to come up with weird shit to stay in to win money for your charity. And the people that have always like won the show were the people who recognize that. It's like, you know what?
Did Trump throw his charity some money because of that this time? I don't remember. I know he did it a few times.
No, nothing.
I thought he did.
Nothing's mentioned on the Wikipedia page about him getting any money. Yeah, Lisa won $40,000. Yeah. Probably, I think Lorenzo probably could have saved himself by doing that pulling Kate and just say she's useless card. Like, okay, we lost, but she was pretty useless. And her stuff with the hair that was pissing off Vivica. Remember she was taking, like, it took forever to old styled hair. So I think, like, he had an out there, and he did mention that it meant that they had to rush some stuff.
I think he was just, like, exhausted, and he's like, whatever.
This point, yeah.
Not worth it.
Some people don't have it in them to...
I don't really blame him, though. Like, I'm just I was like, you know what, I thought that was fine. I actually liked the fact he did that.
I'm always of two minds on that. Like you said, it is the classy move, but at the same time, it's like, okay, I can understand if you're playing for money for yourself, but when you're playing for charity, and we're talking about, like, big sums of money for charity, we're not talking about winning, like, a couple grand for charity. We're talking about winning tens of, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars for your charity. You gotta be a cutthroat motherfucking bastard in that boardroom. You've got to do whatever you can to stay. And if you can, do your best not to come off as a shady prick while doing so. Like some people that, like Kenya, who just comes off that way so people don't trust anything she says. Whereas here, he had an out. He could have said, you know what, we lost, but a big hindrance on this task, and in past tasks, was Kate. In this case, it was this. So, well, the concept and everything... And he didn't even have to put the concept on himself. It was like a group effort that came up with the concept. He was one of those like project managers that was very open to the whole, everybody throw out ideas, we'll try to put it all together and make it work kind of thing. That I think he could have did enough of a job saying that it was a team effort, and Kate hindered the team, that he could have skated past, maybe. Maybe. Depending on how he phrased it and what Kate said.
Yeah, I don't know. Like you said, I could have, but whatever. It wasn't that big a deal. All right, I think we're about wrapped up on that one.
Yeah, next task.